Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
Each year for the past couple of years, the Monster Jam World Finals have called Las Vegas their home. Driver of Mohawk Warrior, Bryce Kenny, is joining us today on SOS Radio. How are you, Bryce?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me. It's so good to be back here in Vegas, too.
So when you first started racing Monster Jam trucks, did you realize how kids were going to look up to you as a role model? Or were you just thinking, hey, I'm driving. This is a rush.
Well, honestly, the first time I got a call from Monster Jam, they said, hey, do you want to go up and go up to Monster Jam University, which is a real place? I got a diploma and everything, yeah. Scott. And they said, do you want to go and see how you do in a truck? And I came up in professional drag racing, actually.
Okay.
And that dream didn't pan out quite as I had hoped it would. But to get a shot at Monster Jam, and when they said, you know, head on up to Illinois, let's see how you do in a truck, I thought, gosh, absolutely. You know, even if I just got one day in driving one of these 12,000-pound machines, you know, that'd be a really good story one day when I honestly just imagine being in Buffalo Wild Wings and 10 years later, and it's showing up on TV, and me, like, nudging my buddy saying, dude, I drove one of those one time.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a little different than your F-150 with a lift kit.
Yes, yeah. But to watch how it's just grown is just it's just nuts to me over the last 4 years. For myself as well. It's been a lot of fun.
So you get a lot of opportunities to speak now. A lot of people are asking you not just to drive, but they're like, hey, I actually want to hear your story.
Yeah. Well, that's what's so cool. Because, I mean, because I grew up in the in professional drag racing, I always say, like, that was the birth of my dream. If you would have asked me, you know, really fourth grade through, you know, 23 years old, what I wanted to be one day, it would be a professional race car driver. And I that dream died in 2011. That dream went away. But, you know, I had a mentor at the time, and he came to me and he said, Bryce, you know, you've got to realize that every God-given dream goes through three stages, a birth, a death, and a resurrection. And he said, when that dream is resurrected, he said, because it's almost like God, it's not that, I don't believe necessarily he comes in to take it away just to teach, but I think in that moment, he really does teach and train us and prepares us for that resurrection chapter. But he said, when it comes back, Bryce, he said, it'll be bigger, better than what you ever thought it could be in the beginning. And it has. That has been completely true. This chapter of my life has been bigger and better than what I could have even thought or imagined it would have been back when I was in fourth grade originally. Wow. Thinking about doing this. And so it has been fun to go and not just share that message in Christian schools, but being able to do that in public schools, being able to do that in corporations. It's just, I mean, God has been so faithful in being able to talk about that experience that I've had over the last probably 4 or 5 years collectively with Monster Jam. But again, over the last 15 years, it's been amazing.
So here's the thing. If you do the craziest backflip and you land on your head and the truck is just destroyed, is that it? Like, do you guys travel with multiple trucks, or is it like our team really only has one and we just got to fix it, and if we can't fix it, it's done?
Yeah, we've got one truck. But, you know, the great thing is we've got so many crew guys that travel with this. I mean, the logistics and the touring behind Monster Jam is incredible. Remember, the company that owns them, Feld Entertainment, they own Ringling Brothers Circus, which ran for 150 years. Yeah. So they understand how to tour something and get it around the world. You know, we'll do 400 shows in 20 countries as a country or as a company this year alone. And so they know how to get all the right people there. But we do. We've got all the guys backstage, if you will, that will get the truck. If I damage it, you better believe it'll be 100% by Saturday.
Yeah, or if you damage it so much they can't fix that, you get yelled at.
Yeah, that's
somebody.
True.
By accurate. Somebody.
Yeah.
We're talking about how you find your true passion with Bryce Kenny. He drives Mohawk Warrior and Monster Jam. Bryce, after college, you were working in a private equity finance world. I mean, how did you get involved in driving for Monster Jam?
It's the craziest. It's the craziest chapter of my life to try to explain. But I mentioned a little bit ago that, you know, I had a spiritual mentor tell me at the end of my time in professional drag racing, because it was kind of going away. My family was getting out of it. And that's all I wanted to do was be a professional race car driver growing up. And I never swayed from that. I knew I was put on this earth for motorsports. And it died. In 2011, that dream died and our family got out of it. But I had a spiritual mentor of mine at that time. He said, Bryce, everybody goes through a birth, a death, and a resurrection of any God-given dream. And so that gave me a lot of hope. But then that death chapter of my dream, so to speak, involved me, you know, looking back, it wasn't like it was, you know, torturous or anything like that. We bought a house. I got married. You know, we started a family. I mean, looking back, I needed those 4 or 5 years, but I went into the corporate world. because God kind of put me in this job where I was creating a lot of money, and I figured, hey, I'll do this for 25 years if I have to and get back into motorsports. It wasn't an if I would be back in motorsports. It was when I would be back in motorsports. And I didn't care if it was a year or 25 years. I just knew I would eventually do that. And I really believe, I knew God had put that in my heart. And so, but in that time, I was placing CFOs and CEOs into private equity-backed companies with a top 25 executive recruiting firm, having a blast, too. I loved it. But I got a call from Monster Jam. And I did a year with them driving a truck called Monster Mutt. Yeah. It's a big, giant dog truck. and I had a lot of fun doing that. It was more of a hobby. And at the end of that year, Monster Jam called me and they said, hey, we have a major sponsor coming into the sport. And we'd really like for you to be the new driver of that. I told them no. I didn't know what the company was, the sponsor was. I was trying so hard back in Top Fuel drag racing to find that sponsorship. And so when they came to me with that, it was what I had always wanted, but I knew I couldn't do both the corporate thing and the motorsports thing. Yeah. And so I was really struggling with that decision. Well, they kept coming back to me. It was about a 3 or 4 month process. They told me it was Great Clips. I really liked that because it was a franchisee-based company, and I started looking into the company. It was family-owned. Really liked all the things about the company, and they came back to me, but I was struggling with it. I was standing in my garage. I was on the phone with someone, and I wasn't talking about this decision or Monster Jam or racing or anything, but I remember looking around the garage, and it's my shop, really, and all of the pictures on the walls were of motorsports. It was pictures I had of me and my grandfather growing up, stuff that I had driven, big posters we had at the track and stuff like that. And I realized that I didn't have one single picture of a CFO or CEO that I placed into private equity. And so it was in that moment I had such a feeling of peace. I really felt like God just said, Bryce, it's time. I got off of that phone call and I called Monster Jam right away and I said, I'm in. And so from that point till now, it has gotten so good so fast that if you and I were able to sit over coffee, I would tell you all of not just the goodness of God, but the way in which I really believe is, you know, Scripture says God's eyes search the earth for a man of faith, to and fro for a man of faith. Uh-huh. And my story has been one where I was sitting in the back of the room just raising my hand basically saying, God, I'll be that guy. I'll be that guy. And the last 4 years, the way in which doors have opened, opportunities have opened, speaking opportunities have opened, the platform has grown, there is no way I could give that to my own ability. It has been something that God has done serendipitously for me to be able to go and do through this job, through Monster Jam. And that's what I really think is so cool. He's using an avenue I didn't necessarily think about when I was growing up, but it is bigger and better than whatever thought or imagined it could be.
Yeah, they say spend your time doing what you love. You never work a day of your life, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I can't complain about going to work, you know, driving a truck, jumping it 30 feet in the air, 12,000-pound machine. It's a pretty good day.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.